the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different effects of supplication. We said, having a look at different verses of the Holy Quran as well as the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, we understand that there are some functions for the best kind of supplication. What supplication does is that first and foremost, it fills out the gap that exists in the human nature. Secondly, it is something that human beings can rely on, something that fills out the mental gaps, something that brings the human beings grandeur and glory with which they can confront the problems easily. The third effect of supplication was the fact that supplicant will believe in the Almighty Allah, and this accompanied numerous hidden benefits that we sufficiently discussed in the previous episodes. The fourth advantage of supplication is that very self-belief and self-recognition. And regarding this self-belief and self-recognition, we said that in the different verses of the Holy Quran, we have different points regarding this. The verse of the Holy Quran says, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And do not follow him, whose heart we have made unmindful of our remembrance. And he follows his low desires, and his case is one in which due bounds are exceeded. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran says, اِسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. The Satan has gained the mastery over them. اِسْتَحْفَظَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. This Satan, this fact caused and made them forget the remembrance of Allah. So they are from the party of Satan. Now surely the Satan's party are the losers. So it is the Holy Quran which has made this prediction and has commanded and invited all human beings to the right path. أُدْعُ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ. Call to the way of your Lord. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. And know that this is my path, the right one.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, That is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, up to now we have counted four effects for supplication, four advantages. The fifth effect of supplication is that besides the applicant's needs being satisfied, the supplication has yet another effect, another side or aspect of effects that we are mostly ignorant of. Despite the erroneous assumption of those simple-minded individuals who think that if their needs are not satisfied through supplication, through bringing this request to the Almighty Allah, then their supplication is useless. It should be said, however, that the very engagement in supplication, the very fact that we have gotten the chance to engage in supplication, it is of utmost significance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this regard has said, عليكم بالدعاء, engage in supplication. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَقَرَّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِمِثْلِهِ. Because it is the best way through which you come close to God. He also says, مَا يَعْلَمُ عِظَمَ ثَوَابِ الدُّعَاءِ وَتَسْبِيهِ الْعَبْدِ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ نَفْسِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. No one knows the magnitude of supplication and glorifying Allah when one invokes and glorifies with himself, save Allah. He also stated that no servant raises his hand toward Allah the Almighty unless Allah feels shy to leave it empty. إِلَّا إِسْتَحْيَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنْ يَرُدَّهَا صِفْرًا حَتَّى يَجْعَلَ فِيهَا مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ. So, it is for this reason that it is said that there is no supplication without being responded to. Why is that so? Because the very engagement is a blessing. It is an advantage that sometimes we're ignorant of. We need to be aware that this chance that we have gotten, this opportunity that is granted to us, it is a very blessing that we must be grateful for. So, when we have this kind of look, with this kind of approach, we do not feel that our supplications are not responded to. At least to some extent, all of our supplications are responded to. In the verse, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," responding is based on delivering the supplication and not on anything else. If supplication takes place, its response is inevitable, though some supplications do not lead to being answered superficially. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.